Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Home Business Radio with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor, helping you chart your way through the choppy waters of succeeding as a home-based entrepreneur. This is your how-to show to help you successfully join the tens of millions of people who operate home-based businesses. And now, here are your hosts, Richard Captain Henderson and Sherilyn Colleen.
Greetings and welcome to Home Business Radio. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business Radio.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Well, let's get the Home Business Radio ship underway. Baseball has long been over for the year, and talk of the next big game is here. There will be celebrity endorsements and millions of dollars spent, but it won't resonate with most home businesses. From beer to tech, it's time to adopt a new mindset on branding and shift your way of thinking as a home-based business owner.
In this episode of Home Business Radio, we interview Norty Cohen, CEO and founder of Moosylvania, and co-author of The Participation Game, How the Top 100 Brands Build Loyalty in a Skeptical World. Cohen offers insider tips to guide any progressive home-based business brand on building their community, and Live TV is not on this list.
Build your brand by learning how to build a brand community. Norty Cohen discusses how a home business can use its brand like the big boys to better connect with customers.
So greetings, Norty Cohen. Say hello to our radio and podcast audiences.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. This is Norty Cohen at Moosylvania, and I'm happy to share some thinking and get to know you guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. Your brand as a business owner over time becomes perhaps the most important factor in business growth and development. People buy on brand, not so much on price. So, Norty Cohen, what is a brand community, and how does it differ from a brand image?
Well, you can define community as a web of consumers that find a home base with a brand, and a, you know, a just as a personal network is your personal friends. A community is people that form around a brand, whether they form around an icon, like a person, or they form around a need. But that's they find something in it that serves them. So a community of followers, it's easy to find a community if you think about Lady Gaga has 80 million followers. There might be a community around a need where there's a medical need or some sort of local need. But there's some certain pull that makes consumers feel like they're part of something.
Okay, that's a good point, the way you phrase that. I just want to clarify that a little bit with community. So often people hear community and they think of a geographical place, you know, the place they live. But you're defining community at almost more of on a market segment that you can target and help meet its needs to build that brand.
Yeah, so if you think about consumer needs, just even from Maslow's hierarchy, you know, the first part of Maslow is, you know, I need food and water to live. The second
survival.
Maslow's is, yeah, I don't want to get eaten by a wild animal. And the third, and I want to be safe. And the third part of Maslow is clearly, you know, I need to belong. And that is right there in the hierarchy. So the need to belong fits right in with community.
Okay, so then you're looking to target that community then to build your to help make that branding
yes.
connection
yes.
as people
yes.
coalesce into places where they want to belong. You look at that as a place to build your brand.
Okay, so getting your ad message across in today's social media world of information overload is overwhelming at times. Messaging is changing. Norty, what happened to messaging and advertising?
Well, I think consumers for the longest time were sort of treated as receptors of messages. So the way that media was always sold was they were at age groups like 18 to 35 women do this. You know, 49 to 64 men do that. And then they would drop messages on. That was the way that advertising was always conceived. So you would sell it that way. It was considered, so a budget of 300 points could be X number of messages for a small period of time. And if you drop those messages onto consumers, they would react. And that's why we got into ideas of like, well, what's the most creative way to message consumers? And a lot of local media is still done that way. Unfortunately, consumers now curate their way right out of it.
So you're saying you curate your way. In other words, that one way, sending a message one way to your audience just doesn't work anymore, or it's not effective.
Consumers are really in command of what they want to see and what they want to watch. So, you know, you reference television. You reference television and look at it from this perspective. I'm yet to meet anybody that stops their DVR to watch a commercial. And when we interviewed consumers and we asked them, you know, how do you watch TV or how much TV is watched live, only a third of it was watched live. So two-thirds of a television budget is completely wasted unless there are people out there that actually stop their DVR to watch the commercial. And like I said, I haven't met any of them.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It seems like some of the commercials have already almost turned into reality TV TV shows themselves. But yeah, that's a fascinating analogy. So kind of look at the way TV's evolved, where people are becoming their own programming managers, where consumers are becoming their own program managers. They can almost, in a way, start choosing what messages they're going to receive. And so that's broken down the traditional way that you could just bombard with messages and have it be effective.
Correct. And that's why we believe that the best way to get consumers to learn about things is to have their friends talking about it. What we found was it was 2.5 times more likely for a consumer to adopt a brand based on what their friends were saying, what they were learning from search, from online conversations, bloggers, anybody, but one-way communication. And it was 2.5 times more likely than Facebook ads, TV ads, and YouTube combined. Friends of friends is the way to connect, and you've got to be able to have that friend filter. So we don't want to talk about the target audience. We want to talk about the target's audience. How do we get people talking about you?
Referrals, great point. Before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Downline Builders Network, DBN. The DBN companies helps build your network marketing downline 100% automated. Free postcards and hot leads each month. Pre-enroll now to lock in your positions. For more information, call 866-722-5363 or visit www.mailpostcardsfromhome.com or our radio website for more information on sponsors. So, yes, Norty, ad messaging is changing. Home business owners have to figure out how to make it work for branding. Norty, why doesn't messaging work, you know, the way it used to? And I think we kind of hit this in the last question with that overload that's happening.
Yeah, so you know, I think consumers obviously have learned a lot. The iPhone is about 10 years old, and just the advent of two-way messaging and the ability for consumers to share messages and create their own content. And we found the average consumer was probably creating, if you combine email and other things that they're doing, they probably spend up to 2 hours a day creating their own content. So friends of friends pushing messages out are highly competitive with any advertising message. And that's really what the difference has been, is that now consumers are content creators.
Oh, now I'm starting to get it. I'm not the sharpest tool in the tool shed. The light bulb's starting to go on. What you're talking about here, I was trying to get this connection with messaging, is that with the way people, friends, community groups are communicating with each other, they're forwarding content. They're in ways becoming content marketers. Was that really 2 hours? Wow. And so, you know, within that content that's being transmitted back and forth, that's where the messaging takes place.
Yeah,
for branding.
Yes, exactly. And if you think about how simple it is now to create video, and video has been obviously evolving over the last 2 years, but you know, the numbers are such that, you know, Facebook was suggesting that within a few more years, all of face posting would be in video format. You know, there's not, you know, a whole lot of difference if you just truly break it down between the 30-second commercial and 30 seconds of your niece on a swing set.
Sounds like I better get this podcast on video, too. It's going to be a YouTube world.
Yes.
Now, Nordy, as you build a better brand, you'll more effectively connect with your customers. How can home-based business owners attain a better relationship with consumers?
You know, one of the things that I think that we feel really good about is when you start asking questions and finding ways to learn more about your consumer. And anything that can create two-way conversation and start it in a logical, non-obtrusive way, I think is the first step to get there. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, you have to have, you know, a good idea, and your core deliverable has to be good, and your product has to be good, and your service has to be good. And all those things that you do have to have the right pricing and all the things that make you survive economically. And there you can start thinking about what connection platform do you want to use. If you're a home-based business, maybe you just want to use phone calls. Maybe you want to, you know, do more personal stuff. It doesn't have to be about social media. You can connect the best way you find, but none of that matters. All of that is high school until you get to two-way. You've got to get to two-way communication with your consumer.
So you're, you know, by engaging them, you're getting the feedback, getting the conversation started, and then you try to keep that going into two-way. And you know, eventually, in order to get the content flowing, you're going to have to get it onto, you know, some kind of a social media or email channel. Maybe if you could explain a little bit more on the two-way.
Yeah. So, you know, ultimately, when we ask consumers, you know, what characteristics does a brand have to have for you to adopt them? Almost all the answers were, it was about them. I find quality. You know, they understand me. You know, it's something that I want to share with my friends. All the things that make them want to adopt a brand or a company or a service ultimately are basically about the consumer. They're about me. They get me. And if you think about your best customers, they probably would say the same thing. They get me. They're fitted for me. They're tailored for me. So you kind of have to put everything in that filter. And I think what's happened is social overall has amplified this about me world. So depending on where you want to play, if you want to play in Facebook, you want to play in other platforms, that's fine, as long as you're talking about them and not about yourself. And the one thing I see lots of businesses and lots of service owners do is say, let me take this effort to just post what my company's about over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care.
That's just one way.
Yeah, but it's also self-serving.
Right. I like what you mentioned there about, you know, this amplification. I hadn't looked at it that way, but you're dead on target. Everything is amplified, and it allows, you know, it allows the consumer to, you know, to join in. I mean, the analogy is everybody's taking selfies and posting them up. And then I think circling back there, that when they make that purchase and identify that brand, that makes an emotional connection, which leads into our next subject area that we, you know, we mentioned earlier about how the, you know, customers purchase on brand. But going deeper than this, a brand touches one's emotions, maybe even subconsciously. Nordy, what emotions connect best with consumers?
Well, we actually did that survey. We found this thing this study by a guy named Robert Prechtel. And we put out every possible human emotion. It's called the Wheel of Emotion. We put it in front of 6,000 consumers. And after they told us who their favorite brands were, we asked them what emotion that brand caused them to have in the last 30 days. And it came out to be joy, trust, and anticipation. So those are the three emotions, you know, creating joy, creating trust, and being the brand that, or the company that can tell people what's coming next. The emotion after those three down the stream was surprise. So there's an axiom in the world of marketing called surprise and delight that sort of fits in with the bookends of joy, trust, and anticipation, and then surprise.
Is surprise what occurs after the product or service has been delivered, or is that at the end afterwards, or is that up till when you actually before they make the purchase?
Yeah, I look at that. To us, surprise means that there's some sort of special sort of, you know, offer some sort of super thought that the consumer just goes, oh, wow, that's really cool. look what they did for me. I don't look at it as I'm surprised that the product didn't work. You know,
oh,
like
right. There's certain, yeah, that's right. You want it to be the right kind of surprise.
Right.
And
right.
If it has worked out well, then I'd imagine that ties into getting good referrals and reviews, and that all then filters back into building that two-way brand.
Nordy, getting back to our main topic for this episode, building a brand requires building a community. This task is critical to success. Excuse me. How much time and effort should small business owners spend building their communities?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to get a platform that people can feel like they can connect on. So if you want to call it a community, make sure you sort of set it up so that there is an open platform. You know, we were looking at, Weight Watchers actually just created a platform for consumers to sort of discuss their goals into. So whatever it is that you're going to set up, you have to, if you're going to create a true community, you have to leave it open, whether it be your Facebook page, et cetera. Where can consumers have this conversation? So that's the first step. And in terms of time and effort, once you have that, you know, there's different schools of thought. One is that you let consumers speak for themselves and they just find a place. You just provide them the platform for them to have a connection on. If I was a small business owner, one of the things that I would continue to do would be to try to create these conversations and create this sort of online referral of getting people to talk about me. And I don't think you could probably get to enough to make it worthwhile until you had at least a couple thousand consumers talking about you. But once you get to, you know, anything above 500, I think you're on the right track. And just to show you where that math plays out, Facebook will deliver about 95% of messages to your friends. So if you send a message to each other on Facebook, there's better than a 95% chance that they're going to see it. If an advertiser is there, they're only going to let about 3% through. So they're going to want you to pay for that. That's why, but that's one side of it. The other side of it is that when it comes from a friend, what we know from that 2.5 times ratio is that it's going to be much more effective. So you have, you know, both that you have the ability to have the referral and you have the reach. So those two pieces combined are the reason why you should continue to spend that time, because mathematically you really won't lose.
So there's really no actual physical time limit you put on it. It's until you're getting that critical mass with referral and reach where people are talking and discussing online, and then that can translate into the effectiveness in advertising and building your brand.
Well, yeah, and so the effort should really be in what are you doing that people can talk about? Because if you just talk about pure messages and talking about targeting of messages, if the average person has 500 people in their social feed, it doesn't take a whole lot to push out a pretty significant number of messages out there. So the time and effort should be just build up the number of people talking about you, but make sure that you're giving them something to talk about that's worth sharing. And I've seen people do this different ways. Let me give you an example. There is a online magazine called Skim, and what the Skim does, and it's kind of feminine based, it's SKIMM, but what they do is they basically announce to their consumers, hey, we've got some free stuff our advertisers have given us. You can have it if you go tell 10 friends to subscribe to us. So you would be an official Skim ambassador if you can get 10 friends to subscribe. And here's the link. Send that out. And, you know, I think they've built, you know, several million followers that way by basically saying all we need is one. If for every one we get, we'll get 10.
Yeah, that really brings up the power of leverage. If you do this right, this doesn't take a lot of time to do. I mean, how much time does it take Skim or, you know, any home-based business to put something up that entices people within their network to start talking about it? So I can really see the power of leverage with this.
Yeah, so here's another example. This is a really simple example. This is so easy. Cholula hot sauce, okay? Everybody likes Cholula. Cholula made 100 special bottles of a habanero sauce and said, if you join our community. You can be the first of 100 to get these special bottles. And literally, they were going to make
that work.
Anyway. Who cares? Right.
Wow.
Who cares? And you know what? You will be an official Cholulean. You're an official Cholulean.
So we got Skimbassadors and Cholulean.
Right.
That's
and I could keep going. These are the kinds of things that you start doing, these little things to say, be part of our community. You're going to win. And it's pretty simple stuff.
So when they joined up and became Cholulans, they were talking about the product and becoming basically brand ambassadors for people within their friendships and communities. Fascinating.
Yeah, there's a couple of links to say, here, send a picture of your friends with your special bottle of, you know, Cholula, and we'll send you another, you know, bottle of Cholula. Who knows what they would send out? But just the smallest things of getting people to talk about you is where you're going to win. Because, again, you're going to have a 95% shot that their friends are going to see it.
Well, Norty, I always stress for new business owners to learn from the successes and failures of other business owners. And we've hit a couple of these here. But what are some of the other things that top brands do that others don't, that small businesses can learn from?
You know, I don't think that you can make the assumption. I mean, for us, we look at it both ways. So, you know, when we looked at the top 100 brands, we saw a brand like Anheuser-Busch that spent $2.5 billion over our 5 years of research on advertising, and they showed up number 94 on our list. And they didn't show up as Butter Bud Light; they showed up as Anheuser-Busch. We had a brand called Vans Shoes. Showed up number 34 on the list. This is over 5 years. And what they did is they created this site called Off the Wall, and they allowed consumers to send in videos of themselves doing things that exemplified how they were off the wall. They then gave them that content to publish. They pushed it out on their site, and then they could tell their friends that they were featured on Off the Wall. That was all they did. They're number 34. I don't see very many Vans ads, but I see AB ads all day long.
Yeah, it's kind of, just going back a ways, it's almost sort of the way that Gatorade got started. They didn't push anything out on traditional TV or radio. They were just out on the field with their coolers and making that connection there. But taking that one step further with social media, that with Vans, their consumers are actually becoming, you know, like posting up video selfies and
right,
talking about the product and making brand becoming brand ambassadors again.
Right. And before you make the video, you have to read the credo so you know your video fits what they're looking for.
But I mean, that's a good point then. So tying that in with what a small business owner needs to do is you've got to provide some kind of direction and boundaries to the content creation. So I guess you channel it in the right direction to achieve your goals in marketing.
Right. Just the right idea filtered through friends of friends is going to hit home for you.
Well, Norty, this has been a wonderful discussion on building your brand community to better connect with customers and attain new customers. Do you have any final points to share with our audience today?
Well, I just hope I've been able to provide some ideas. I learn a lot just by looking at what other people do and really studying all the ideas that have been done. I think it's fine to sort of remanufacture them for yourselves, but take a look at it and make sure that what you're saying is original and feels normal and not contrived to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Norty Cohen, thank you for being such a great guest on Home Business Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Read Norty Cohen's book, The Participation Game, How the Top 100 Brands Build Loyalty in a Skeptical World. Purchase on Amazon or visit the radio website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Home Business Radio. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.